Chapter 1. Before and After. Once there was a girl who dwelt in a small farmhouse on an island. The girl was small, but her fate was not. The island was small, but its reputation was not. As for the farmhouse, it was merely small, though also cozy and beloved. At least this was so. Before. Before and after. These are the lines that divide lives and stories. For Katrin of the not-small fate and her younger brother Cyril, there were two befores and two afters. First, the loss of their mama, and then a second loss, their Tato. Mother and father gone. Two befores, two afters, and a world of change. After, the siblings remained under the same thatched roof on the same small farm, with its six hens and its orchard of apple and cherry trees. They stayed together in body, if not in spirit, for Katrin blamed her brother for their father's death. The stone wall enclosing orchard and cottage, or stonecoat, as their mother had called it, abutted the grounds of a famed abbey on Talisfarn, an island bounded to the west by the Siren Sea and to the north by the Leviathan Sea, sometimes called the Sea of Worms. The abbey sheltered religious brothers and sisters and hosted an abbey school, also famous, where dukes and thanes from the Five Kingdoms sent their children for a princely education. Katrin and Cyril's father had tutored at the school before his death. The siblings might have left the stonecoat and taken up residence in the abbey dormitorium, for, as the children of a tutor, they were entitled to be educated, fed, and housed without cost. Possibly, each hoped the other would move out, but both were stubborn, and neither had. They shared other traits besides stubbornness, of course. They had the same hair color, brown, and eye color, sea gray. But perhaps most importantly, they shared the same longing to know things. When Katrin had been four, she had mistakenly believed her name was Katrin. You never knew such a one for questions. This was what her mommily said when introducing her to others, whether to the beekeep or abbey matron or the magister of the library. Katrin's little brother Cyril had only a short name. Cyril, such a sweet lad. And Katrin was especially proud of herself for being able to recite her very long one, which was more than Cyril could do. She had learnt the entire thing by heart, like one of her father's scholars memorizing a psalm. When she was five, she learned her mistake.
"That's not a real name," said an older girl.
Katrin, offended but also curious, asked her mother for the truth of the matter.
"You are Katrin Halvor's daughter," said Mommily.
She was not Katrin. You never knew such a one for questions, after all. However, it remained true that Katrin never tired of questions. Her habit of asking them garnered for her more facts than friends, but this did not dissuade her. At six, she was curious about many things, insects and trees and shrubs and people. But mostly, she was curious about magia. This was perfectly understandable for a child growing up with the Siren Sea to the west and the Leviathan Sea to the north. Talisfarn was surrounded by fey creatures with magia in their very bones.
"Is it magia?" Katrin asked her mother one night at bedtime. "When you mix tonics and salves?"
Her mother looked thoughtful before she answered,
"I suppose it is a kind of magia, one which the Most High gives to the daughters of Grandmother Yeva."
Katrin and Cyril knew the stories of Grandmother Yeva and Grandfather Adam.
"Does the Tsar forbid Baba Yeva's sort of magia?"
asked Cyril, always interested in what was lawful or unlawful.
"No, my darling," said their mother,